here from JustAskHim.com with another social media news bite. And here is a Google Webmaster Pro tip that you may not know, but you probably do need to know, even if you aren't a pro. In Google Webmaster Tools, there is a section for users. And what you can do is that you can add users in order to give somebody that is assisting you with SEO or assisting you with website work access, permission to see your Google Webmaster account without actually giving them ownership or without giving them your primary Google Gmail email address, and that's going to give them access to everything. There's three permission levels. One is owner, which is what you are by default once you establish that you own the website. The other two are the users that you can add, which are full access, which contains access to almost everything except the ability to change which Google Analytics account something is linked to and to change both address and to establish new users. So it's just slightly limited. It keeps them from totally wrecking the game, but it's got access to most things. So full is a very comprehensive access, and then restricted has things mostly in view only, meaning the individual can get in there and can see what's going on, but really can't change a whole lot. There's a few things they can change. I'll put the link to the information about these permissions in the show notes below, but just know that if you've ever got an outsourcer assisting you with your SEO work, that you can give them access to get in here with a restricted account, view this stuff, and not be able to muck it up for you. So definitely something to keep in mind, and I'll put that link in the show notes below.